you're face to face with me, and you're not going to put a whole sentence of me in?
Put a whole sentence of me.
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 I'll put that sentence in it.
It's happening now.
I can't believe I'm face to face with you, Fredericks.
So this is really happening now.
So I'm at the tail end of the Goner Festival, and I have to interview Tom Sharpling. And
you don't have to.
In the back of an alley here in Memphis, Tennessee, we're here by a chain link fence. Does that have barbed wire on the top? Yes, it does. So we're in a dangerous part of town.
So this is really happening now.
Yes, Tom, it is.
I can't believe I'm face to face with you, Frederick. I'm looking. You know what? I knew it was inevitable. Much like death.
I am like death in a way.
Yeah.
I'm inevitable.
It's inevitable.
Anyways.
And okay. It shows up.
Yeah. Maybe not when you want it to show up.
And you cannot tell it to leave.
At unexpected moments.
Oh.
It might even show up by accident.
I'm telling you, if the Grim Reaper looks like you, oh boy.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
People who don't have the visual on Fredericks.
Oh brother.
He's a very handsome guy. I'm not going to put him down.
Oh, no.
I don't know how to break this to you, Fredericks.
Oh,
you're very youthful. You're very youthful. You're very youthful. You're very youthful.
You're clearly a super handsome guy. He's very handsome. He kind of looks like, who does he look like?
A little bit.
Kind of like, missing Doobie Brother.
Johnny Thunders without the hairspray.
Exactly, kind of like
We were supposed to talk about the Goner Festival, not
sure.
Me.
It's great.
Okay, have you been coming since the beginning?
I was here probably about 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
Work never allowed me to come back until this year. September's a great month for me, it usually is.
Well,
so here we are.
So it's been very synchronistic, this whole trip for me.
What does that mean?
Synchronicity means when...
I know what it means. How dumb do you think I am?
Well, I thought maybe I had a different definition of synchronicity than
you did. You probably actually would. What if you wrote a Frederick's dictionary of what your definition of words? Your definition of words.
Oh, yeah, and I can say things like money is an illusion.
Exactly. Money, you know, a tangible form of...
A means of exchange.
Yeah, exactly.
I just say something people make up.
Exactly, something.
They print it out like cheap flyers at a punk rock show.
Punk rock show.
No. Oh, this is only parts of it.
Portable for when you're on the
move. Yeah, like when I'm riding in the van and I'm yelling,
whoa. Mic technique when you stumble 8 feet away from me every time.
That's
you
all right. It's
start...
good in here, Ben. I get done with it.
What?
This is your face to face with me? And you're not going to put a whole sentence of me in it?
I'll put that sentence in it.
Now what do you mean? You win. It's been me versus you for 2 years. You are the winner, Frederick.
Oh, no, man. My ribs still hurt.
I think
from
you
what?
Won.
From what?
From the second swinging around at the...
Oh, yeah. When we were manipulated.
Yeah, you were doing your kung fu chiropractic.
Hurry-ya! 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 Hurry-ya!
There's no table, there's just a wrestling mat when you go in there. Tom jumps on. This is
you've
great.
Taking away my ability to put words in each other.
Speechless, we call that.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of speechless.
That's fantastic.
And also, you can take this thing off now. You can take off the bracelet, Fredericks. He has on a...
Would you help me? I've got a recorder in my other hand.
Whoa.
It's plastic. What do you, whoa, what do you think? I broke a stack of bricks.
With your forehead? Yeah, exactly. That's a Kung Fu chiropractor.
All I did was help Frederick snap off the plastic wristband that everyone has on that they snap off. That's why they're made so cheap. And he went like, whoa. Turned into the Hulk. You're easily impressed. So who's your favorite band?
Oh, shit. You know, I hate to admit it. What's that guy's name again? Dave Cloud.
It was great.
That band just blew my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
I mean, I did love Armitage Saints. So they did every song was a killer.
Yeah, they're
I mean, not just good.
No,
it was.
No, they brought it.
Nailed you to. Yeah. Well, that's what Dick said. He said, I'm going to make it impossible for Guitar Wolf to follow.
That's awesome.
And he did, too.
That's what it's like. Look, that's what it's like when you... I get that. I get it. You don't think I get... Do you not know how I operate?
Well, I got a question for you, though.
Here's a theory I've been formulating. I downloaded, like, some...
Uh-huh.
But mine, it sounded good.
Well, that's a conundrum.
I had a theory that it was done intentionally to keep the straight people away.
I'm going to respectfully disagree with that theory because it's crazy. Please say you have it on. Please say that this has not been going on. I've been in this alley for the last 35 minutes. And what if that thing's not even a recorder? It's probably a remote control.
For free for community radio DJ.
What if you dance?
I'm in the back of an alley with my back against a fence drinking Miller High Life.
Totally out of character.
Just so you know, by the way. People who actually are living the high life do not drink Miller High Life.
No, and Tom, I haven't had a Miller since like 1992.
What is your beer of choice, Frederick?
Oh, well,
I drink beer.
Bass ale.
Like a heavier beer. You like a heavier beer.
Yeah, I like body and I like hops.
Sure.
Which this has not much to do with.
No.
But it was free and it was in the cooler right next to me.
Because it is Miller beer.
I know. That's not true. Yeah, and there's lots of good American beers now.
Sure.
So now the corporate.
So you're turning it into a thing, an anti-corporation
thing. Oh, I've always been anti-corporation.
What? Viewer set off pipe bombs, true or false? You did once?
Yeah. It wasn't mine.
What's the closest? Okay, in all honesty here, you can be honest.
Yes, sir.
Not many people listen to your thing anyway.
Have I been?
What is the closest you have come to a full-on act of terrorism? To being responsible for actual terrorism? I'm not judging it either. Okay. I'm not judging it. I'm just saying...
For smashing the windows in the parking lot, throwing rocks. And they started coming into our... I hated it. I wasn't there when the cops showed up, but I got ratted out by two guys.
Snitches get stitches.
Me and Noriel kind of brought them down a number of notches in the neighborhood.
Where's walking back from the pub the other night? We saw this dealer boy slapping his bird. They've been all murdered the other week. So I thought we'd better look out for her. Then he got her by the throat and chucked her on the deck. And he turns to us and he says, "Why the fuck are you pocketing it? Do you want some fucking shirts up or what? Shirts up! Shirts up! Shirts up!
soothing sounds of Armitage Shanks I hear on Frederick's Mind Thing. Next up is my interview with the amazing Dave Clark.
But when you've been paranoid as long as me, you can handle it.
This segment.
Might be safe.
What's your name again?
Dave Cloud.
And you are an amazing rock and roll performer.
Thank you, man.
Frederick says that.
Thank you.
And now, what do you say about marijuana and the police?
I think, marijuana and the police?
Yeah, why is...
Keep it low so the man don't know. On the sly so you don't have to cry. Nice and discreet so you don't have to weep.
Oh, God, he's a poet. And what's your name again?
I'm Iron.
And you're from?
California.
California. And your name, ma'am?
Geneva.
Where are you from?
California also.
The mind thing is, discretion's the better part of valor. But we got this beer joint in Nashville where we openly smoke marijuana all night.
Oh,
right. Springwater.
Is there any place in Memphis?
And I had Afghan baby blue and passed out chartreuse. Leafy matter believed to be psychoactive, and it was!
And how old are you, David, if you don't mind me asking?
54.
So you're 4 years older than me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm 50.
Yeah, you're older than me.
That's because I don't smoke that horrible marijuana.
Marijuana won't do nothing. It'll stain your teeth. It'll stain your face and your fingers. It'll tattoo your fingers. It'll tattoo your fingers and stain your face.
But you don't think it makes you like schizophrenic or anything like that?
It does increase paranoia a little bit. But when you've been paranoid as long as me, you can handle it.
I understand, because I'm paranoid too.
So what? Paranoid.
You mind if I put you on my podcast?
No, I don't care. I don't care.
Say it again.
The guys, your podcast?
I'm podcast.
Sure, I'm delicate.
Okay.
I've got gastroesophageal reflux disease, and nothing keeps you from vomiting better than marijuana. Nothing.
But what?
Nothing.
Right. But podcast.
And you want the skunky stuff. You want the skunky stuff.
You brought me backstage. I am so grateful. You sold me that CD for $8.
Oh yeah, you
are. I'll say bye.
Guess how many we sold?
How many?
Seven. That ain't bad.
No.
That ain't bad at all.
You guys couldn't ask for that. You were the best show as far as friends. You did better.
My bass player told me I stripped him, sir.
Did what?
My bass player told me I stripped her, sir. Oh, she doesn't think I did.
No, Frederick's going, yeah, this guy from San Francisco. Yeah. He wished he looked so good in boxing shorts.
You know what my bass player told me?
No.
He said, tell everybody I had a dick reduction surgery.
Why?
Because
you didn't look so good?
Yeah. Yeah. Keep it low so the man don't know. On the sly so you don't have to cry. Nice and discreet so you don't have to weep.
Words of wisdom from Nashville's greatest export, Dave Cloud. At Gonerfest, recorded at Gonerfest. What a blast.
You don't need sex to make your world work out all right. That world is emptiness, loneliness, nothingness. While I have you, yourself a better, gonna help you find yourself a
make your foolish dreams come true.
And we'll dispute in falsehood, baby.
Falsehood, baby.
While I help you find yourself a better. Help you find yourself a better.
Gonna help you find yourself a better way.
Ideas about the efficacy of medical marijuana back in the patio at the High Tone Lounge. And prior to that, we heard the Armitage Shanks talking about taking their shirts off. That usually means they mean business. And before that, part one of Frederick's interview with the amazing and gracious Tom Sharpling. This has been a very long podcast, so we're going to break it into two. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening to Frederick's Mind Thing. Gawnerfest Special, Part 2, coming soon to a computer near you.
Hey, hold on. I wasn't
talking. Yes, you are. Yes, you ask, you ask, you ask, you ask, you ask.
I can't believe I'm face to face with you, Frederick.